There is a small technical aspect of this photograph that's worth noticing, and that's the fact that the indoor parts of the photograph, the doctor and his patient, the walls, the bed, are illuminated by light coming through the window, and the outside is illuminated by the same light. But wouldn't we normally expect that the outside would be far brighter than the inside? That is to say, we would expect a properly exposed interior would mean that the details and the light in the outdoor part of the photograph would be entirely overexposed so that we couldn't see hardly anything there. Or conversely, if the outdoor were properly exposed, then the interior would be so dark and so black that we couldn't see any details at all. But in fact, this photograph appears to present both. Is that because of an unusual aspect in the light of the day, a particularly overcast sky? Or is there some hidden illumination on the interior of the building that allows us to see details? Or did she just burn the heck out of the square window in such a way that she brought all those details back into visibility so that they're not blasted out and lost in the highlights? We don't know. But the fact that something happened to even out the illumination makes it read to our eye the way our brain would react if we were standing there. It's a fine job of utilizing whatever techniques she used to make something in the photograph that is not native, not natural to film, but does present the image in such a way that it seems perfectly natural to our eyes.